The Lord is with us, precious heart dwellers. God bless you all. Tonight is a little bit different. I've been in prayer for a few hours, and I have to say that because there's been so many things going on around me, I'm kind of losing my focus, and I'm going to have to start cutting back on outside activities and get more focused, because I just was not able to clearly hear a message tonight, and I don't want to invent something, so I put it up, and I said, you know, until I can clear my mind a little bit better between our dog passing away and construction on the front house and other things that are going on, it was just too much. So, but there is something that I feel is very important that came before me today, and I believe that this is something we all need to, it's a warning, a serious getting our attention warning. It's called an assignment of division has been sent out by Satan against the body, and it comes from the prophetess Lana Vosser, who I have extreme respect for. So I'm just going to go ahead and read this to you. This is her latest message. I just got it today. I saw the enemy releasing an assignment, attempting to bring division right across the body of Christ. I saw this spirit attempting to wreak havoc, stir suspicion, division, and breakdown of relationships all across the body of Christ. The spirit was attacking strategic relationships and networks right now that are going to produce much fruit for the kingdom of God when they work together. She has that in quotes, work together. As this divisive spirit was being released across the body of Christ, I heard the Lord speak, and he said, "What you partner with, you will empower." And later on, she kind of clarifies that by partnering, it means what you agree with, going to agree with, and support is what you're going to empower with your own energy. So in the turbulence, what you partner with is what you're going to be fueled and empowered with. The enemy has been hitting strategic relationships so hard lately because of the breakthrough move of his spirit and demonstration of his power and glory that is about to be released on a grander scale through them. The Lord then showed me the antidote and the cure for this divisive spirit, and it was love, listen, and honor. As the enemy is attempting to stir up division, suspicion, and trouble between believers out of nowhere, I felt the urgency of the Lord to continue to love, listen, and honor. As the people of God stand together in love, listening to one another and honoring one another, I saw the enemy fleeing, screaming, and shrieking, and his plans falling to the ground. The Lord is wanting to bring his people together at a deeper level, a greater expression of unity across the body of Christ, and we are moving into a season of greater unity right now, and the enemy is terrified of this, because in this unity there is great power. This is not a passive sit back and let the Lord do it, but an active moving forward and towards one another with love, with ears to hear and listen and honor. Don't give in to the strife attempting to be stirred. Don't give in to the suspicion. Don't partner with this divisive spirit. The Lord is releasing greater clarity and insight, eyes to see things from his perspective, that is going to break down walls, barriers, and divisions. Great breakthroughs in unity and relationship are happening right now. Greater levels of favor are being released over these strategic relationships. new depths of relationship and networking to further the kingdom of God. Don't allow the enemy to hinder what God is about to do through relationships in your life by partnering with what he is whispering. Partner with the Lord. Move forward in love and wisdom with a heart to listen and a heart to honor. And that divisive spirit will flee in Jesus' name. And that's the end of her message. It's a beautiful, beautiful message. And it's interesting because in our own ministry, what I'm saying is that we're beginning to see this happen. We have to be so careful to recognize exactly what the devils are doing. And forewarned is forearmed. So I know in my situation, if I catch people trying to divide or criticize or anything like that, I'm not going to go into agreement with them, and I'm not going to let them sit there and do it. I'm going to call it off right there. I'm going to nip it in the bud, because we don't need anything like that planted in our heads. And you know how things get started. One person says one thing, and then another says another, and pretty soon it's spread out like a cancer all over the body. So we really have to be careful and protect what the Lord has been doing. You know, on our channel, he's been doing some wonderful, marvelous things. And I think, I know that we need to protect that and protect what he's given us, each individually, through the messages he shared with us, and not allow the enemy any foothold of division at all, but to listen to each other and to be loving, kind, and supportive, and to honor one another. Honor is so important. Because when we honor each other, we show the value that Christ has for each and every one of us and the position they hold in the body. We honor them and we lift them up and listen to them and set ourselves aside. And one of the things that did come to me tonight when I was beginning to try to get a message was that the enemy was coming in to try and steal the progress that's been made in different ministries all over the body of Christ, and that he's doing it through self-interest, drawing people away through self-interest and planting suspicion. So that's a good warning for us. I think we need to carry this into our families. And some of you have made wonderful progress with your families, and they're coming to the Lord. Be careful that the enemy doesn't undo it. Just be forewarned, be forearmed, and be extremely loving and respectful and honoring. And that will definitely send the enemy running. Anyway, I thank the Lord for Lana, because I know she hears from the Lord. And I didn't have a message for you tonight, but that came across my desk, and I thought, this is important for us to know right now. So the Lord provides fresh manna in any case. So the Lord bless you tonight, heart dwellers. And let's move ahead in unity and love, marching shoulder to shoulder, and not allow the enemy to break our ranks. God bless you.